shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me start by asking you a simple question. How often have you started something but quit when it became difficult? How many dreams have you let go of? How many dreams have you let go of? How many goals have you left unfinished just because you couldn't keep going? Today, I want to remind you that the difference between success and failure isn't based on talent. It's not about being lucky either. It's all about consistency, the ability to keep showing up, even on the days when you don't feel like it. We've all been there. At first, you're excited, you're motivated, and everything seems possible. But soon, the excitement fades, and the real work begins. Life gets in the way. Problems come up. And what do? We slow down, take a break, and convince ourselves that we'll get back to it later, when we feel more rested or when things are easier. But here's the truth. That perfect moment might never come. Waiting for everything to line up just right is a trap. Instead, the secret is to push yourself to be consistent, even when it feels tough. Consistency is more powerful than motivation. And if you truly want to reach your potential, you have to embrace this idea. Motivation is like a spark. It's exciting at first, and it gets you started. But like any fire, it burns out quickly unless you keep feeding it. Once the initial spark fades, you're left with either a dying flame or a slow, steady burn. That steady burn, that's consistency. It's not glamorous, but it's what will keep you going when everyone else has given up. Think of motivation as a mood. Some days you wake up feeling unstoppable. You're ready to take on the world, full of energy. But if we're being honest, that doesn't happen every day. Most days you wake up with a list of excuses. You're tired. You didn't sleep well. Maybe the weather's bad or you're feeling sore. And on those days, motivation is nowhere to be found. That's why you can't rely on it. Life will always throw things your way. And if you wait for the perfect conditions, you'll never make progress. Consistency, on the other hand, doesn't care about your mood. It doesn't matter if you're tired or if life is stressful. Consistency is about showing up anyway. And that's where the real power lies. When you stop waiting to feel like it and start relying on consistency, you become unstoppable. It's like flipping a switch in your mind. Instead of waiting for the right moment, you create the right moment. You create the right moment through hard work and discipline. It's no longer about doing the work when you feel like it. It becomes a non-negotiable part of your day. Think about anyone who has achieved greatness, whether they're athletes, artists, or business leaders. What do they have in common? It's not that they're always motivated. It's not that they're always motivated. It's that they've mastered the art of showing up day after day, no matter how they feel. They've made consistency their secret weapon, and that's what sets them apart. It's not that they don't face challenges. They absolutely do, just like the rest of us. The difference is they've trained themselves to keep going when it's hard, uncomfortable, or when everyone else is ready to quit. That's the true power of consistency. It builds habits, and once those habits are in place, the work becomes automatic. When you've been consistent for long enough, skipping a workout or putting off a task doesn't feel like a relief. It feels wrong. It feels like you're letting yourself down because this habit has become a part of who you are. That's what separates those who reach their goals from those who don't. Successful people make consistency a part of their identity. But let's be clear, it's not easy. Building that kind of consistency takes time, effort, and discipline. Discipline isn't glamorous. It's not exciting. Nobody is going to cheer you on for waking up at 5 a.m. to hit the gym or for staying late at work to finish a project. And that's okay. Discipline isn't about getting recognition. It's about doing what needs to be done, even when no one is watching. It's about doing what needs to be done. Whether anyone's watching or not, discipline is the muscle that powers consistency, and like any muscle, it gets stronger. The more you use it, the more you show up, the easier it becomes to keep showing up. And let's talk about that for a moment, showing up. That's half the battle. Most people quit before they even begin. They talk themselves out of it before they've had a chance to make progress. They let their feelings dictate their actions. But you have to be different. You have to show up even when you don't feel like it, especially when you don't feel like it, because those are the moments that matter the most. Those are the moments that separate the average from the exceptional. It's easy to show up when you're excited, when everything's going your way, when the motivation is high. But can you show up when things aren't going your way? Can you show up when it's hard, when it's inconvenient, when you're tired and frustrated? That's the true test. And when you pass that test, when you show up consistently day after day, you start to build something incredible. You start to build momentum. Each small action builds on the last, and before you know it, you've created a wave of progress that carries you forward. And that momentum, that's powerful. It pushes you through the tough days. It makes it easier to keep going because you've already invested so much time and effort that stopping now feels like a betrayal of everything you've worked for. But here's the thing about consistency. It's not just about putting in the time. It's about putting in the right kind of time. It's about being intentional with your actions. Just going through the motions isn't enough. You have to bring focus and energy to what you're doing, even on the days when it feels like a grind. Consistency isn't about being robotic. It's about being relentless. It's about constantly striving to improve, to get a little better each day, even when it feels like you're not making progress. And that's another important point. Consistency doesn't always yield immediate results. In fact, most of the time, the results come much later. It's like planting seeds. You don't see the fruit right away, but if you keep tending to the soil, keep watering, keep nurturing, eventually you'll have a garden full of abundance. But that only happens if you're patient enough to wait for the harvest. Too many people give up right before they would have seen the results. They plant the seeds, but when they don't see growth right away, they walk away. Don't be that person. Understand that consistency is a long game. It's not about quick wins. It's about sustained effort over time. And that's why consistency is more powerful than motivation. Motivation might get you started, but it's consistency that keeps you going. It's what separates the dreamers from the doers. The people who achieve their goals aren't the ones who are always motivated. They're the ones who show up day after day, even when they don't want to. They're the ones who keep pushing, even when it's hard. They're the ones who've built consistency into their lives. And because of that, they've created habits that carry them through the toughest of times. So, when the excitement fades, when the motivation dies down, and when you're tempted to quit, remember this. It's not about how you feel in the moment. It's about staying true to the commitment you make to yourself. It's about building the discipline to keep showing up even when you don't want to, because in the end, that's what will carry you to success. We often convince ourselves that in order to achieve greatness, we must perform grand, extraordinary acts. We trick ourselves into believing that monumental leaps are the only way to move forward, that if we don't make a huge splash, then what we're doing doesn't matter. But this mentality can be devastating. It's like standing at the base of a mountain, looking up at the peak and feeling paralyzed by the sheer size of it. The enormity of the task ahead makes it feel impossible to even start. So we hesitate, we wait, we make excuses, we allow fear and doubt to grip our hearts, because in our minds we've already failed before we've even taken the first step out. But here's the truth. You need to grab hold of success. It's not found in those massive life-changing moments. No, it's built in the small daily actions that seem inconsequential in the moment. It's not about giant leaps. It's about those tiny incremental steps that seem too small to matter. But over time, they add up to something remarkable. Too many people get caught up in waiting for that perfect moment, for that big break, for that stroke of luck to propel them forward. But if you spend your life waiting for those monumental moments, you'll be standing still forever. What you have to understand is that small steps, those little moves that seem like they aren't making a difference, are what lead to big results. Imagine for a second that you are climbing that mountain not by running or leaping, but by placing one foot in front of the other. With every step, no matter how small, you get a little higher, a little closer to the summit. You can't always see how much progress you're making day by day. Sometimes it feels like you're stuck in the same place. But when you look back after months or years of consistent effort, you'll be amazed at how far you've come. The key is consistency. It's not about making one big effort and hoping it carries you through to the end. It's about showing up every single day, putting in the work, even when it feels like nothing's happening. You'll water it, you'll nurture it, but it seems like nothing is growing. But below the surface, where you can't see, there's movement. Roots are stretching deep into the soil, getting ready to support the growth that's about to burst forth. That's what small steps are like. You don't always see the results immediately, but that doesn't mean progress isn't happening. Think about the stories of successful people you admire. They didn't wake up one day at the top of their game. They didn't suddenly become the best in their field overnight. They took small, deliberate steps every day, often for years, before they saw the big results that everyone else notices. And that's the thing. People only see the end result. They see the glory, the accolades, the fame, the fortune. What they don't see are the countless hours of hard work, the sacrifices, the setbacks, the failures that paved the way for that success. Those small steps may not be glamorous. In fact, they often feel tedious. It's not always fun to wake up early, to stay late, to do the same thing day in and day out. But that's where the magic happens. It's in the repetition, in the grind, that you build momentum. One step leads to another, and before you know it, you've created a habit, a rhythm. It's like a snowball rolling down a hill. It starts small, but as it keeps moving, it gathers more and more snow until it's massive and unstoppable. That's what happens when you commit to taking small steps. Too many people give up because they don't see immediate results. They want the shortcut. They want the quick fix. But the truth is, anything worth having takes time. Real, lasting success isn't built on a foundation of shortcuts. It's built on persistence, on resilience, on the willingness to keep going when it feels like you're not making any progress. Because here's the thing, small steps lead to big results, but only if you keep taking them. The minute you stop, you lose that momentum and you're back at square one. It's easy to get discouraged when you're not seeing immediate returns on your effort. It's tempting to think, what's the point? But that's the moment when you need to dig deep, deep. That's the moment when you need to remind yourself why you started in the first place. You didn't begin this journey because it was easy. You started because you had a goal, a vision of where you wanted to be. And that vision doesn't come to life by sitting back and waiting for something to happen. It comes to life through action, small, consistent action. You have to embrace the process. You have to fall in love with the journey, not just the destination. Because the journey is where you grow. The journey is where you grow. The journey is where you're tested, where you learn what you're truly capable of. Each small step is an opportunity to prove to yourself that you can do this, that you have what it takes. And when the big results finally come, and they will, you'll look back and realize that it wasn't one giant leap that got you there. It was the accumulation of all those small steps, each one building on the last, creating a path that led you to your goal. And let me tell you something else. Those small steps, they build character. They teach you discipline. They teach you patience. They force you to develop a work ethic that will serve you for the rest of your life. Because if you can commit to the small steps, if you can show up every day and put in the effort, no matter how small, then there is nothing you can't achieve. Success isn't about luck. It's about preparation meeting opportunity. And preparation happens in the small moments, in the daily grind, in the tiny, seemingly insignificant steps you take when no one is watching. So don't underestimate the power of those small steps. Don't get discouraged when progress feels slow, because every step you take is moving you closer to your goal. Every step is building momentum. Every step is laying the foundation for the big results that are coming your way. You might not be able to see the finish line yet, but trust that it's there. And the only way you're going to reach it is by taking one step at a time. So stop waiting for the perfect moment. Stop waiting for the stars to align or for someone to give you permission to start. Take that first step today, no matter how small it may seem, and then take another one tomorrow, and the day after that, and the day after that, and the day after that. Keep moving forward, keep building, keep striving, because when you do, you'll look back one day and realize that those small steps have led to something far greater than you ever imagined. Big results don't come from big leaps. They come from small, steady, consistent effort. And if you commit to that, if you commit to that, if you commit to taking those small steps every day, then success isn't just possible, it's inevitable. When you hit that wall, the one where your body aches, your mind is exhausted, and every fiber of your being is telling you to quit, what do you do? That wall isn't just physical exhaustion or mental fatigue. It's something much deeper. It's the embodiment of every doubt, every fear, and every excuse that's ever held you back. It whispers in your ear, "You can't do this. You're not strong enough. It's too hard." That's the voice of resistance. And that resistance, it's a universal force. Every person who has ever tried to achieve greatness has faced it. The difference between those who succeed and those who don't is not talent, not luck, but the ability to break through that wall when it stands tall in front of you. There's no avoiding it. The wall will come. It might be when you're chasing a dream that feels too big, when you're working on a project that's overwhelming, or when life just seems to throw more at you than you can handle. But if you want something bad enough, you've got to dig deep and confront that wall head on. And let me tell you, breaking through is not about brute strength. It's about resilience, grit, and the willingness to keep going, even when everything inside you is screaming to stop. That wall is made of doubts. Every "what if" that has ever crossed your mind stacks up like bricks in front of you. What if I fail? What if I'm not good enough? What if I'm not good enough? What if they're right and I don't have what it takes? Doubts can paralyze you, can make you turn around and walk away before you've even tried. But here's the thing, those doubts are not real. They are illusions, shadows of your insecurities, reflections of your fear. And fear is temporary. The pain of failing might sting, but it fades. The regret of never trying, that lingers. And let's talk about fear for a moment. Fear is the most insidious part of that wall. It will masquerade as caution, as common sense, as logic. It will tell you that you shouldn't take that risk, that you're not ready, that there's too much to lose. But fear has one job: to keep you in your comfort zone. And your comfort zone, that's the very thing holding you back: growth, progress, and success. None of these things happen in comfort. They happen when you step outside of it, when you face that fear head on and say, "Not today." And then there are the excuses. Oh, the excuses. "I'm too tired. I don't have time. I'll do it tomorrow." We're all guilty of making them. Excuses are easy, convenient, and comfortable. They let you off the hook, make it okay to stop, to take it easy. But excuses are just lies we tell ourselves to justify not doing the hard work. And when you allow excuses to build up, they become part of that wall, making it taller, thicker, harder to break through now. You might be thinking, "Okay, I get it. The wall is there. But how do I break through?" The answer is simple, but not easy. Consistency. Consistency is the hammer that breaks down that wall. Not one swing, not two, but day after day, hit 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 after hit after day, hit after hit, showing up when it's painful. When you're tired, when you'd rather do anything else, that's how you break through. Consistency isn't glamorous. It's not the highlight reel that people see. It's not the big moments of victory. It's the grind, the sweat, the perseverance when no one is watching. It's the alarm going off at 5 a.m. and you dragging yourself out of bed when all you want to do is hit snooze. It's staying late, putting in the extra hours when you'd rather be relaxing. It's making the choice day after day to push a little harder, to go a little further, to keep going, even when there's no immediate reward in sight. And let me tell you something else. Consistency is not just about effort. It's about belief. You have to believe that the wall can be broken, because if you don't, you've already lost. If you approach that wall thinking it's too high, too strong, too tough to break through, then it will be. Your mind is the most powerful tool you have, and what you believe will shape your reality. If you believe you can break through, you will. If you don't, you'll turn around at the first sign of resistance. When that voice in your head gets loud, and it will, you have to make a choice. Are you going to listen to it, or are you going to fight back? Because that voice is just another part of the wall. It's your insecurities, your fears, your excuses trying to convince you that it's okay to stop. But your commitment, your desire, your hunger for more of those have to be louder. You have to drown out that voice with the sound of your own determination. Every time you push through the pain, every time you go beyond what you thought, you go beyond what you thought you were capable of. You chip away at that wall. And every time you do, you come out stronger on the other side. You start to realize that the wall isn't as solid as it seemed. It's not as impenetrable as you thought. Every challenge you face, every obstacle you overcome makes that wall weaker, makes you stronger. And one day you'll look back and realize that the wall wasn't really there at all. It was just an illusion, a barrier you put up in your own mind that you see. The wall is a test. It's there to see how bad you really want it, to see if you're willing to go the distance, to endure the struggle, to keep moving forward when everything in you wants to quit. Most people will stop at the wall. They'll make their excuses, let their fears take over, and walk away. But you're not most people. If you were, you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be standing in front of that wall contemplating how to break through it. You'd already have turned around, but you haven't. And that's the first step. So when you hit that wall, and you will remember this, it's not there to stop it. It's there to see how much you're willing to fight for your dreams, for your goals, for your future. And if you want it bad enough, if you're willing to be consistent, to push past the pain, to push past the pain, to fight through the fear, then that wall will crumble. It has no choice but to fall when faced with unwavering commitment. The pain you feel, the struggle you endure, it's temporary. It's the price of progress, the cost of progress, the cost of greatness, but the pride, the satisfaction, the fulfillment you'll feel when you break through that wall. Ain't that last? That's what makes it all worth it. So don't stop. Don't turn around. Don't let that wall be the end of your journey. Break through it, show the world. And more importantly, show yourself that you have what it takes to go the distance, because on the other side of that wall is everything you've ever wanted. When we think about success, it's easy to get caught up in the final image, the big goal, the reward at the end. We dream.
Shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Crocs, Old Navy Outlet, American Eagle Outfitters, Kay Jewelers, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com. Big time deals on big name brands.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at Menards.
About what it feels like to finally reach the pinnacle, to stand at the top and look down at all the hard work behind us. It's natural to want to envision that success, the promotion, the recognition, the financial security, the sense of accomplishment. That outcome is what drives so many of us to wake up each morning and put in the effort. It's the light at the end of the tunnel that keeps us going. But there's a fundamental truth that too many of us forget: the outcome isn't everything. In fact, it's just a small part of the story. What truly matters? What shapes you? What prepares you for the outcome is the process. You see, we are trained to chase outcome. From a young age, we're taught to think about the reward, getting the on a test, winning a trophy, landing a good job, or reaching a particular milestone in life. But here's the thing, if you're only focused on the result, you're missing the point. You're ignoring the most crucial part of success, the journey that gets you there. The journey is where the growth happens. It's where the lessons are learned, the character is built, and the real work takes place. It's easy to get impatient. We live in a world where everything is about instant gratification. We want things now. We want the shortcuts, the hacks, the quick solutions to our problems. But the truth is, there are no shortcuts to real success. There is no fast track to greatness. The process cannot be bypassed. It's the grind, the day-to-day effort, the consistency that builds the foundation for success. The outcome may seem glamorous, but it is the process that truly transforms you. The outcome is a moment, a brief snapshot in time. It's the moment when you achieve what you set out to do, but that moment is fleeting. It passes quickly, and once it's gone, you're left with something far more lasting to process. The process is the long stretch, journey filled with ups and downs, failures and breakthrough. It's the sweat, the struggle, the late nights, and the early mornings. It's the sacrifices you make, the hard decisions, and the challenges you overcome. And that process is where you find your true strength. That's where you develop the skills, the mindset, and the resilience to not only achieve success, but to sustain it. Success doesn't just come to those who want it. It comes to those who are willing to put in the work day in and day out, even when the result seems far off, even when the outcome isn't guaranteed. It's easy to stay motivated when the goal is within reach. But what about when the goal feels miles away? What about when you're not seeing the progress you expected? That's when the process becomes critical. That's when you have to dig deep and remind yourself that it's not just about the end result. It's about falling in love with the process, trusting that if you continue to show up, continue to put in the work, the outcome will eventually take care of itself. Too often, people get discouraged because they're not seeing immediate results. They work hard for a few weeks, maybe even a few months, but when the outcome doesn't appear right away, they give up. They think they failed because the result isn't there yet. But success doesn't work on a timeline that you can predict. It requires patience. It requires faith in the process, even when you can't see the finish line. And that's where consistency comes in. Consistency forces you to commit to the process, to show up every single day, regardless of whether or not the outcome is in sight. It's about doing the right things over and over again, trusting that those small daily actions will eventually lead to the results you desire. Consistency isn't glamorous. It's not flashy, but it's the key to success. It's what separates those who dream from those who achieve. When you focus on the process, you allow yourself to grow in ways you never imagined. You become stronger, more disciplined, more resilient. You develop habits that will serve you for a lifetime. You learn to appreciate the small wins, the progress that comes from simply showing up and putting in the effort. You begin to understand that the outcome is just a byproduct of the process. It's the process that molds you, that shapes your character, that teaches you the lessons you need to succeed. The process is where the real work happens. It's where you discover what you're truly made of. It's where you find your grit, your determination, your drive. And when you commit to the process, you become unstoppable. Because once you've learned to love the journey, once you've embraced the daily grind, there's nothing that can stand in your way. The outcome is no longer your sole focus. It becomes secondary. What matters is that you're putting in the work, that you're staying consistent, that you're doing what needs to be done, regardless of whether or not anyone else sees it. And that's the beauty of the process. It's often invisible. People don't see the hours you put in behind the scenes. They don't see the sacrifices you make, the struggles you endure. They only see the outcome, the moment of success. But you know that it's the process that got you there. You know that without the countless hours of effort, without the setbacks and the failures, the outcome would never have been possible. And that knowledge gives you a sense of pride, a sense of accomplishment that goes far beyond the result. And so the next time you find yourself getting caught up in the outcome, take a step back. Remind yourself that the process is where the magic happens. The process is where you become the person capable of achieving that outcome. The process is what prepares you for success. What equips you with the tools you need to not only reach your goal, but to thrive once you've achieved it. You can't control every outcome. Life is unpredictable, and sometimes things don't go the way we planned. But what you can control is your effort, your dedication, your consistency. You can control how you show up every day, how you approach the process. And when you focus on the process, when you focus on the process, when you fall in love with the journey, the results will come. They may not come when you expect them, and they may not look exactly how you envision, but they will come. And when they do, you'll be ready, not just because you wanted the outcome, but because you embraced the process that got you there. So don't chase the result. Don't get so focused on the outcome that you lose sight of the journey. Chase the habit of being consistent. Chase the process, because it's the process that transforms you, that prepares you, that shakes you into the person you're meant to be. And when you fall in love with the process, when you commit to the journey, the outcome will take care of itself. Accountability is a word that cuts through the noise. It's not glamorous or exciting, but it's necessary. Without it, dreams remain just that, dreams. You see, we all have moments where we set lofty goals and feel inspired to change our lives. We write them down, map out the plane, and make promises to ourselves. But then life gets in the way. Distractions, laziness, excuses, they all creep in. Before we know it, those goals we were once so passionate about seemed distant, buried under a pile of tomorrows that never came. And why? Because when no one is watching, it's easy to let things slide. It's easy to convince yourself that skipping a day, missing a step, doesn't really matter. But here's the truth. It matters more than you can imagine. Each day, each moment is a building block. When you skip today, when you compromise just a little bit, it might feel like a minor misstep, but it's not. Today becomes tomorrow, and tomorrow becomes the next day before long. You've lost the momentum, and what started as a small slip has turned into a full-blown retreat from your goals. You've lost ground. Not because you couldn't achieve what you set out to do, but because you didn't hold yourself accountable. That's the weight of accountability. It's the invisible force that keeps you in line, that pushes you when no one else is around, and that ensures you're moving forward. Even when it's hard, it's easy to say you'll stay committed, but it's accountability that determines whether you'll actually do it. We've all been there, faced with the choice to push ourselves or take the easy way out. Maybe it's waking up at 5 a.m. for a workout. Maybe it's working late to finish that project or studying when you'd rather relax in those moments. No one else will know if you skip out, if you let it slide, but you will know. And that's where accountability has to come from you. You have to hold yourself to the standard you've set. You have to decide that your goals, your dreams are worth more than the temporary comfort of giving up or making excuses. There's a reason why holding yourself accountable is hard. It's because it forces you to confront the truth. It forces you to look in the mirror and face the person responsible for where you are, the person staring back at you. It's easier to blame circumstances, to point fingers at things outside of your control, but deep down, you know that it's on you. You control your actions, your discipline, your effort. And when you fall short, when you skip the work, it's on you. That kind of honesty is tough, but it's necessary. If you ever want to be consistent, if you ever want to break through and achieve the things you've set out to do, to hold yourself accountable, you must set standards that you refuse to compromise on. These standards are negotiable. They are the line you draw in the sand, the point you won't cross, whether it's getting up at a certain time, completing a specific task each day, or hitting a specific task each day, or hitting a target, you set the bar and you don't let yourself fall below it. No excuses, no justifications. It doesn't matter how tired you are, how busy the day was, or how difficult things got. Your standards are your guide, and you stay true to them. Writing your goals down is one of the most powerful ways to hold yourself accountable. When you write something down, it becomes real. It's not just a thought floating around in your mind. It's a concrete commitment you've made to yourself. Write them down, make them visible, and look at them every single day. Put them somewhere you can't ignore, on your mirror, your desk, your phone background, whatever it takes to keep them in front of you. Remind yourself daily why you're doing what you're doing, what you're doing. Goals lose power when you forget about them. They become just another thing on a long list of things you'll get to eventually. But when you see them every day, when you remind yourself of the reasons you started, those goals regain their urgency. They stop being something you'll get to later and become something you're working on now in the present. But accountability isn't just about writing things down. It's about action. It's about surrounding yourself with people who will push you to stay on track. People who won't let you off the hook when you fall short. These are the people who care enough about you and your success to call you out when you're slipping. They are the ones who remind you of the standard you've set for yourself and push you to rise to it, even when you don't feel like it. We all need people like that in our lives, because let's face it, we're not always going to feel motivated. There will be days when you don't want to show up, when you're tempted to slack off. But having people in your corner who won't accept your excuses can make all the difference. The people you surround yourself with have a profound impact on your level of accountability. If you're around people who make excuses, who justify mediocrity, it becomes easier to do the same. But if you're around people who push themselves, who set high standards and stick to them, it raises your game. You want to be around those who inspire you to stay disciplined, who remind you of your potential, and who won't let you settle for less than you're capable of. And here's the thing, it's not just about them holding you accountable, it's about you being accountable to them as well. It's about mutual respect and shared commitment. When you know others are counting on you to show up, it adds another layer of responsibility. And that's a powerful motivator. But the most important part of accountability is being honest with yourself. This is where it gets real. You have to look yourself in the mirror every single day and ask the tough question, did I do everything I could today to stay consistent? Own it. Take responsibility for the fact that you fell short and then make a plan to do better tomorrow. This level of honesty is rare, but it's what separates those who achieve their goals from those who don't. You can't lie to yourself and expect to succeed. You can't brush off your failures and expect to grow. When you hold yourself accountable, something powerful happens. You start to trust yourself more. You start to believe in your ability to follow through, to stick to your word. And that belief is crucial. It's what gives you the confidence to take on bigger challenges, to set even higher goals, because you know you have the discipline to see them through accountability. Build self-respect. It's a declaration that you value your word, that when you say you're going to do something, you mean it. That kind of integrity, that commitment to yourself is what separates those who talk about their dreams from those who actually live them. It's not easy, but it's worth it. Accountability isn't about being perfect. It's about showing up day after day and doing the work even when it's hard. It's about holding yourself to the standard you set, refusing to let yourself off the hook and pushing through when no one else is watching. Because at the end of the day, the only person who can make your dreams a reality is you. And that starts with holding yourself accountable every single day. Failure is not the enemy. It's not some insurmountable obstacle placed in your path to stop you from achieving your dreams. No, failure is a part of the journey, an integral piece of the puzzle that leads you to where you want to be. But here's the thing, most of us are terrified of it. We fear failure because we've been taught to avoid it, to see it as a reflection of our shortcomings. And that's where so many go wrong. It's magic. If you have the courage, the resilience, and the consistency to keep going in spite of it, think about that for a moment. If you quit when things get tough, if you let every setback convince you that you're not good enough, how will you ever move forward? How will you ever learn? Failure is not the opposite of success. It's part of the same process. Every successful person you know, every person who stands at the pinnacle of their craft has faced failure. They've stumbled, fallen, and questioned themselves. The difference, they didn't stay down. They didn't let failure define who they were or what they were capable of. They embraced it, learned from it, and kept moving forward. Now I know what you're thinking, easier said than done. Failure hurts. It stings. It can shake you to your core, make you question everything, and that's real. That pain, that frustration, that doubt, it's all real. So is your capacity to rise after you've fallen. What we often forget is that failure is not final unless we quit. It's just a lesson, a stepping stone on the path to success. You only fail permanently when you decide to stop trying. When you fail, and trust me, you will, you have two choices. You can either let it consume you, let it convince you that you're not good enough, or you can use it. You can turn that failure into fuel, something that drives you to be better, stronger, more determined than ever. The question is not whether you will fail, but how you will respond when you do. Will you let failure stop you, or will you let it sharpen you? There's power in failure, but only if you can see it for what it is, a tool. Too often we get caught up in the fear of failure, in the anxiety of messing up, opportunities that lie within those moments. Failure forces you to face your weaknesses. It shines a light on the areas where you need to grow. And if you can stand tall in the face of failure, if you can keep moving forward, even when things don't go as planned, you will emerge stronger. Consistency in the face of failure, that's the key. It's easy to stay motivated when things are going well. But what about when they aren't? What about when you've given your all and still come up short? Those are the moments that define you. Those are the moments when your consistency will be tested the most. But those are also the moments when you have the most to gain. If you can push through that, if you can stay committed, even when it feels like the world is against you, there is nothing you can't achieve. Failure is not a roadblock. It's a detour. Think about that. Think about the times in your life when something didn't work out the way you wanted it to. And now looking back, you realize it was a blessing in disguise. Failure is like that. It's only in the moment that it feels overwhelming. But with time, with perspective, you'll see that it was setting you up for something greater. The biggest mistake people make is letting failure define them. You are not your failures. You are not your mistakes. You are not the setbacks or the stumbles along the way. You are the person who gets back up, who keeps moving forward, who keeps moving forward, who refuses to be defeated. That's who you are. And that's what success is about. Persistence, resilience, consistency. Think about all the people you admire, the people who've accomplished incredible things. Do you think they got there without failing? Absolutely not. They fail over and over again. They face rejection, disappointment, and doubt. But what they didn't do was quit. They didn't allow failure to become the narrative of their lives. They rewrote that narrative. Every time they fell, they got back up, dusted themselves off, and kept going. That's the difference. The people who make it in life, the people who achieve their dreams, are not the ones who never fail. They're the ones who fail but refuse to stay down. They're the ones who take that failure, learn from it, and use it to come back stronger. Every failure is an opportunity to grow. It's a chance to learn something new, to adjust your approach to become better than you were before. But you only get that opportunity if you stay in the game. If you give up at the first sign of trouble, you'll never know what you're capable of. Failure is only a temporary setback, not the end of the road. And if you can stay consistent, if you can keep pushing forward, you'll find that every setback is setting you up for a greater comeback. That's the power of failure. It doesn't have to be the end, unless you make it the end. You have the ability to turn every failure into a stepping stone, every setback into a setup for something bigger, something better. So the next time you face failure, don't run from it. Don't let it discourage you or make you question your worth. Instead, embrace it, use it, let it fuel you. Learn from it, adjust, and keep moving forward, because failure, when you look at it the right way, is not the enemy. It's an ally. It's a part of the journey that leads you to success. Inconsistency in the face of failure is what separates those who succeed from those who don't. It's easy to keep going when everything is falling into place, but it takes real strength, real character to keep moving forward. When things fall apart, that's where growth happens. That's where greatness is forged. And if you can stay the course, if you can be consistent, no matter how many times you fall, you'll look back one day and realize that failure wasn't something to be feared. It was something to be embraced, because every failure brought you one step closer to where you were meant to be. Every failure was setting you up for something greater. Every failure was a part of your success story. Remember that the next time you stumble, don't let failure be the end of your story. Let it be the beginning of something extraordinary. Keep going, keep pushing, keep believing, and watch how failure turns into your greatest ally on the road to success. Consistency is the bridge between your dreams and reality. It's the key that unlocks the door to your potential, but it's not easy. It requires discipline, grit, and an unshakable belief that what you're working for is worth it. So from this day forward, make consistency your non-negotiable. Force yourself to show up. Force yourself to do the work, even when it's hard, even when it's uncomfortable. Because in the end, the people who succeed aren't the ones who had the easiest path. They're the ones who refuse to quit. Stay consistent. Stay committed.
Shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.